朋友们好。
Hello, everyone.
韩红基金会发表声明。
Han Hong Foundation issued a statement.
针对社会各界和网友的关切。
In response to concerns from the public and netizens.
一共八条进行了详细解答。
8 detailed answers have been provided.
第一条关于基金会与韩红的法律关系。
Article 1 regarding the legal relationship between the foundation and Han Hong.
基金会是独立注册的。
The foundation is independently registered. 5.
A 级慈善组织与韩红个人是独立的法律主体。
A-level charitable organizations and the individual Han Hong are independent legal entities.
韩红是发起人，贡献巨大。
Han Hong made a great contribution as the initiator.
但他同时有文艺工作者的身份，演艺活动与基金会的公益运营相互独立。
However, she simultaneously held the roles of both an artist and a fundraiser, operating her activities and the foundation independently.
界限清晰。
Clear boundaries.Well,
第二条关于基金会的运营合规性。
Article 2 regarding the operational compliance of the foundation.
基金会始终坚持合法合规。
The foundation has always adhered to legality and compliance.
公开透明。
Open and transparent.
专款专用。
Dedicated funds.
全程接受监督。
Under constant supervision.
对于网上恶意捏造的关联交易。
Regarding the fabricated transactions that are maliciously created online.
利益输送。
Rivalry.
黑箱操作等虚假信息完全是事实。
Black box operations and other false information are completely factual.
将依法追究造谣者的法律责任。
We will hold the perpetrators accountable according to the law.
太好了。
Great.
第三条，关于捐赠救护车等物资的效用。
Article 3 regarding the utility of donating ambulances and other supplies.
所有的项目都经过实地调研和评估。
All projects have undergone on-site investigation and evaluation.
捐赠的救护车和医疗物资已全部投入基层一线使用。
The donated ambulance and medical supplies have all been put into use in the front line.
长期发挥作用。
Long-term effect.
未来呢，会加强监管和成效评估。
In the future, we will strengthen regulation and effectiveness evaluation.
朋友们。
Friends.
这一条我多说两句。
I'd like to add a few more things.
2008年左右。
Around 2008.
我们也捐过一辆救护车。
We also donated a rescue vehicle.
这两天呢，一直有人在强调救护车没有免费使用。
Recently, many people have been emphasizing that ambulances are not free to use.
我个人认为这个说法有点故意了。
Personally, I think this statement is a bit deliberate.
按这个逻辑的话啊。
If that's the logic, then.
如果你捐一家医院就应该免费嘛。
If you donate a hospital, shouldn't it be free?
是不是？救护车是救人用的。
Are ambulances used to save people?
人命是无价的。
Life is priceless.
第四条啊。
Article 4.
关于对个体救助不足的问题。
Regarding the issue of inadequate individual assistance.
基金会呢，侧重于规模化的群体帮扶。
The foundation focuses on helping large groups of people.
同时也在开展一对一的专项救助。
At the same time, they are also providing one-on-one specialized assistance.
比如白内障手术、特殊群体的帮扶等等。
for example, such as internal disability surgery and assistance for special groups, etc.
部分案例呢，因为隐私保护，没有大范围的宣传。
Some cases due to privacy protection have not been widely publicized.
同时通过捐设备培训基层医生实现书写与造血结合。
Simultaneously, this provides a combination of blood transfusion and bone marrow transplantation by donating equipment and training local doctors.
朋友们
Friends,
这两天呢，我在直播间里边讲了好多次。
I've been talking about this a lot in my live stream.
不是不救助个人，是对外不对接个人，这很正常。
It's normal for people to not be in contact with others.
也是应该这样做的。
This is also the right way to do it.
具体我也不再赘述了。
I won't go into details anymore.
第五条，关于基金会啊，结余资金较多的问题。
Article 5 regarding the issue of excess funds in the foundation.
项目落地需要周期。
Projects require a period of time to be implemented.
2025年的支出比例达 85.75%。
In 2025, the expenditure ratio will reach 85.75%,
高于法定的70%标准。
Above the statutory 70% standard.
随着收入增长，执行的压力增大。
With increased pressure from rising incomes.
下一步呢，也会优化管理。
Next, we will also optimize management.
加快资金落地效率。
Accelerate the efficiency of capital implementation.
这里我也多说一句。
I also want to add something.
在直播间里。
In the live room.
有人提到这个2025年收入7亿多。
Someone mentioned that the income in 2025 will be more than 7 billion.
花了2亿多不符合啊。
280 million is not right.
要支出要占70%以上的规定。
The requirement is that at least 70% of the expenditure must be allocated to the specified area.
事实上呢，是今年的支出对比去年的收入，或者说前三年收入总和的平均数。
Actually, it is the average of this year's expenditure compared to last year's income or the total income of the previous 3 years.
不然的话
Otherwise,
你2025年12月31号
December 31, 2025
你收到了，比方讲1亿的捐款。
You said that you can give a donation of 100 million.
你怎么花
？How are you？
是不是？这一点上，韩红基金会没有任何问题。
There is nothing wrong with the Han Hong Foundation in this regard.
第六条，关于基金会的投资理财问题啊。
Article 6 regarding the investment.And financial management of the foundation,
只使用闲置的资金做银行短期的存款，低风险理财。
Use only idle funds to deposit short-term in banks, low-risk investment.
严格合规，收益。
Strict compliance, high returns.
就是它的收益也全部用在公益上啊。
All of its profits are used on the process.
并公开公示。
And publicly disclose.
啊。
Are.
基金会也说。
The foundation also said that.
此前呢，确实解释不够细致。
Previously, the explanation was not detailed enough.
向大家致歉。
I apologize to everyone.
后续呢，会完善信息公开。
Subsequently, more information will be released.
第七条，关于购置电脑。
Article 7 regarding the purchase of computers.
相机等设备的问题。
camera and equipment issues.
说这些都是公益工作必须的。
These are all necessary for public welfare work.
比如要保留这个影像啊。
For example, to preserve this image.
宣传啊。
Promote.
公示等等，采购的程序已合规。
The procedures for public procurement and other procurement activities are also compliant.
但是确实没有充分考虑公众的感受。
However, it did not fully consider the feelings of the public.
人家也承认，忽略了共情观感。
People also admit that they have overlooked empathy.
基金会对此深刻反省并致歉。
The foundation has deeply reflected on this and apologized.
未来呢，会严控预算。
In the future, we will strictly control the budget.
提前说明，细化公示。
Please specify the detailed formula in advance.
我觉得可以。
I think it's okay.
第八条，关于工作人员薪资待遇问题。
Article 8 regarding the issue of staff salaries and benefits.
薪酬和行政经费。
Salary and administrative expenses.
严格依法公开，管理费仅占 2.86%。
Strictly in accordance with the law, the management fee is only 2.86%.
远低于 10% 的法定上限。
Far below the statutory limit of 10%.
这个有数据大家可以去看。
Here are the data for you to check.
网上都有。专业团队。
There are professional teams online.
是公益长效开展的保障。
This is a long-term and sustainable guarantee.
会在确保质量的前提下。
Under the condition of ensuring quality,
进一步压缩非救助开支，
further reduce non-rescue expenses,
优化公开回应，
optimize public responses,
公众期待，朋友们，
public expectation of friends,
我个人认为呢，
personally, I think that,
这份声明回应得非常全面，诚恳。
This statement is very comprehensive and sincere.
很多网友的疑问呢，都有了一个清晰的答案。
Many netizens' questions have finally been answered.
我一直支持合理质疑。
I have always supported questioning.
而且我认为这是推动慈善进步的好事。
And I think this is a good thing that promotes the progress of charity.
我们每讨论一个问题，都是在推动慈善进步。
Every time we discuss a problem, we are contributing to the progress of charity.
但是我发现啊，
But I found that
我们有些人有一个疑点的时候啊，
Some of us have a doubt.
我个人认为你应该自己先去调查一下。
Personally, I think you should investigate it yourself first.
看看有没有一个答案。
Look for an answer.
如果没有答案的话，
If there is no answer,
你再拿出来讨论。
Discuss it further.
比如说今天直播间。
For example, in today's live broadcast.
有人说啊，说看到视频，说越捐人停止越捐是违法的。
Some people say that they saw a video saying that people who stop monthly donations are illegal.
我本能的就觉得不可能，捐款。
I instinctively felt that it was impossible to donate.
本来就是自愿，月捐。
Originally, it was voluntary donation.
是为了方便持续支持啊。
To facilitate continuous support.
而可以随时取消。
And it can be cancelled at any time.
后来我查证了一下。
Later, I found out that
确实如此。
Indeed,
并没有违法强制一说。
There is no legal requirement.
你看，你多查证一下。
Check it out.
你就没有这个误解了。
You don't have this misunderstanding.
真理不辩不明啊。
It's hard to tell the truth.
这几天我在直播间里头啊。
In the past few days, I've been in the live room.
一步一步的把事情全都聊透。
Let's talk about everything step by step.
最后呢，希望大家继续理性监督。
Finally, I hope everyone will continue to supervise rationally.
我们一起让中国的慈善事业更透明、更好。
Let's work together to make China's charity more transparent and better.
好，就到这儿。
That's all for now.
谢谢朋友们，再见。
Thank you, friends. Goodbye.